Okay, today's daf Sadi Hey. We are on the Gemara on Sadi Dalam and Beis. What the Mishnah had just discussed about, the Mishnah had mentioned one of the Dinim of the Mishnah was that if the Beged gets Dam Chatos on it, and then that Beged leaves the Azara, goes Chutz L'Kalayim and became Tameh, so you have a problem over here, because you have to wash it in the Azara, but you can't bring Tameh into the Azara. So what you do, the Mishnah says, you tear it up before it comes into the Azara, and then you wash it inside. So once it's torn up, it's no longer a Beged, and therefore you can go come wash it inside. So Gemara asked the obvious question, the Maskev LaRavina Koro, right? How can you say that this Beged return that requires Kippus, that you tear it up, Koro, Beged Agma Rachmana, V'la Begedu? If it either is a Beged or it's not a Beged. If you tear it up in order to avoid the problem of bringing a Tameh Beged, by tearing it up, it's no longer a Beged. It loses its shame kli. It's not a Beged. Then why do you have to wash it? It's no longer a Beged. So the Gemara says, the Mishaya ba today ma'ophoris. You tear it up, but you leave over sort of like a sliver, enough to be, I think it means like a scarf or something like that, or a kerchief or a cloak or something like that. You leave over this small amount. So basically what you did, if you look at Rashi, Shemashayibah Kadeya Ferris, the Mashayibah, Shelo Yavdil Es HaKara Al Pikulo, Apne Kulo, L'Chalokas HaBeged L'Shnayim. Don't like rip it completely up. Ela Mashayibah Kadey Rochev Sudar. You leave over this width of a kerchief. Dimituma So Tahor Hov Nikra Rubo. So it's written, it's ripped majority, so therefore it's Tahor from its Tumah. The Kavan Sheshai Bokadem Afofores, but since you left over this width of a kerchief, Roy Lechabro, it's now Roy still to be combined with something else, Vishmo Alav, and it still has its name, Ubega Karimabe. Basically, we split the baby. You rip it to a point where it's no longer considered a beged, Lagabetuma, but it's still considered a beged enough for it to be washed. So, Aini, but the Gemara.
Do you have plans on using this thing
now,
or not really?
No, it could be. But the lach is it has to be washed.
Right, well, let's say you said, I'm not going to use it.
Still have to wash it.
Still have to wash it?
Yeah, it's a mitzvah, say, wash it.
Even
though. Ain't it? So Gemara says, I mean, this is just the dam that gets on any article of clothing. Not necessarily big day kuna, it's not any article of clothing. It's separate, also big day kuna, if you have a problem, but it's any article of clothing. The dam gets on the clothing. So, Amy, is it really true that we can explain this Mishnah as saying that you left over this Afoferes? Vaha'amaravuna, lo shanu, this din, that ripping the beged makes it tahor, ela shelo shaya ba kedem Afoferes. The beged loses its same beged and becomes tahor, only rip it to the green. You did not leave over an Afoferes. Aval shir ba kedem Afoferes, chibrahabi. But if you leave over an Afoferes, it's still considered chibur, and as Rashi points out, v'adayin hibatumasa. So he says clear as day, against what we just said, that you're leaving over this mefoferes, it's not going to be sufficient to get rid of the tumah. So the Gemara answers, no, that's midrabanan hil. That's a gzeir midrabanan. It's a gzeir dimarabanan that dilma lo asi lemikaruba. If you tell somebody that if you rip it up, but you leave over a certain amount, it's going to work, they're concerned that the person's not going to rip enough, and therefore it's still going to be the tumah. So midrabanan, they say it's going to be still considered tamei. But as Rashi points out, Abamidoraisa Tahara Tahora, it's Tahor, Umutra Lachnisa Mishum Mitzvah's Kibus, and it's still allowed to bring it in to do the mitzvah of Kibus. It's made in the Rabbanon that it makes it not Tahor, but Midoraisa it becomes Tahor. And I guess in the base of English we have to figure out what to do, so we're gonna go and be Somichon the Doraisa. Okay. Next Mishnah then says, Could be. He said. Then the Mishnah then said the same idea. Now we have the Kli Charis. The Kli Charis that was cooked the Chatos. So you're supposed to break it. So what happens? What happens was it went out Chutz L'Kalayim. It went out of the Beis Hamikdash. It became Tamei. So now what do you have to do? So you have to bring it in to clean it or break it. You have to break it in the Kodesh. You have to break it, but you can't bring Tamei in. So what are you supposed to do? So the Mishnah said you make a hole in it. Bring it into the base of English and break it into Makom Kodesh. So Kliya Marachmana, right? Ulak Ulo Klihu. But if you put a hole in it, The Torah says that you're supposed to break the kli. That's the mitzvah, to break the kli. But if you put a hole in it, it's no longer a kli. So what are you doing? So Gemara says, Shenikav b'shorish katan. That you make this hole in it like the size of a root, I think. Right? So therefore, by this shear, it's no longer a kli for the purpose that it served beforehand, but it's still, for the mitzvah of Shvira, it's still considered a kli, because you can still do other things. Like you put this hole in it. Right? Rashi says, it's hard to find a Rashi because there's an issue with the Girsa, but if you look, in the Rashi Divrei Matzah, the Ratzaf LaMirtzaf, which is on the Divrei Matzah, on the next piece of Gemara, it says two lines in Megabe Kli Cheres. It says, Megabe Kli Cheres, Ikle Meimar, Demokvo B'masnisim B'motzi Mashke. You put a hole in it, that now a liquid can come out of it. But dying klihu lekabel zesim, but it's still a kli for lekabel zesim. So you got rid of one aspect of it being a kli, but still kli enough for something else. Basically, splitting the baby. Okay. And then the Gemara asks again, kli nechoshes. The idea with the kli nechoshes is that the stuff was cooked, you have to do mariko shtifa in it. But what happens if it went out to the kolayim and came tamei? So there we said pochaso. Pochaso means sort of that we take off a piece of it. What? Sorry. Yeah, you lessen it. So you bang it out, you take off a piece of it. Tosfos says that you turn it inside out. When you do something to it, pochaso. So Gemara says again, kli amarachmana, v'ala klihu. He says, no, derotzif miratzik. What is derotzif miratzik? Rashi says, achar shepochaso, maka ala b'kornis u'mechavro, b'chazor shem kli alav. That was basically, you take it out from being a kli, and then you remake it into a kli. Albeit it's a new kli, but still, then it's a kli, and then you can bring it, and then you bring it in, and you bring it in, and then you become, and then you wash it out.
How do you remove
the shame clay from this? You bang it, so it's no. You take away a piece of it. You bang it out, so it's no longer a receptacle or something like that.
Then
you put it back together.
When you bang it out, is it still attached or not?
I don't know. It just says here that you're mefaches, right? Rashi says achar. He says. He says it's not considered a kli, and then you bang it out, and then you put it back together. So achas shapachaso makal apakornos u'mechavro v'chazor shem kli alav.
Why can't you just take it to the mikvah? Kli nechoshes. Not often you have to destroy it. Only cheres you have to do.
Right.
Why can't you just take it to the
good question. I don't think the halacha is because there's no, you have to do it in the, kodesh.
No, but you're not taking out the stain. The stain's still there.
There's no stain there. This is just blios.
Right.
It's not a stain. The stain is the blood on the beged. It's not a stain. This is a blios in the kli.
Right.
So the mitzvah is to wash it in the kodesh.
Are
you saying take it to a mikvah outside?
Yeah, and then bring it in.
Is the chazanish yesterday? We did that yesterday. Well, that's not a fair question. Then you asked it yesterday.
So. Yeah,
what do you say?
He said because it's part of the purification process to do it there.
You do it in the Beis Hamikdash.
You have to do it.
There's no mikveh in the Beis Hamikdash. You have to do it in the Beis Hamikdash.
Right. Question is that why the hammer tells what to do? Does it purge it? Clean it? Burn it? Clean it?
But you're outside. You have to do it in the Kodesh.
Does it make a difference?
What do you mean?
Why does it make a difference? Where are you doing it?
Because that's what the mitzvah says.
You have to do it inside.
Right.
That's fine. But it tells you, why are you banging it up?
You're banging it because your problem is tummy. I can't bring tummy into the Beis Hamikdash.
It tells you what to do when it becomes tummy.
What does it tell you what to do?
You put it in the fire, and then you purge it with water.
Where does it say that? This is
talking. Says it.
Not in this parsha. Nothing here is that kosher. You have to get rid of the chattas inside.
Yeah, exactly. Torah
tells you to get rid of the chattas. You have to wash it in the Beis Hamikdash.
Correct. And you put it in the fire first.
Who says put it in the fire?
That's a process. Yeah, you burn out the chattas.
Right.
And that's the process. Any time you have metal, is in order to get rid of the tummy, you have to burn it out.
That's not what it says in the Mishnah here.
That says in the Torah.
But that's not what you're supposed to do here.
Non-kosher. No, that's by the tummy. Same thing. Anytime it's in trait.
What?
It's not trait. It's not trait. But it's kosher. It's not edible. It's awesome. Exactly. It's tummy. This is tummy here. This is tummy. It's the same thing. Came tummy. I know, but you have to get rid of the tumma, and then you have to kosher. Exactly. Right. You bring it into the basin. So why don't you do it in your house? Well, what's the hammering for? It's just because once you make it not a clean, then the tumma goes away automatically.
Because you can't bring it in with the tummy. You can't bring it in.
If you're going to put it in properly, kosher it,
Right, but it went out. It went out of the Beis Hamikdash and became Tameh. Now I got to get it back in to do the process.
Granted.
So I can't do...
You can't bring Tameh into the Beis Hamikdash.
Agreed, so you have... Oh, because that's...
You can't bring the Tameh into the Beis Hamikdash, and I can't clean it outside the Beis Hamikdash. So I have to get it...
Because you have to clean it, burn it, and clean the inside.
Correct.
Right.
So that's the way to get it inside. Tosos then asked. Tosos asked, like, what's going on here? The Ein Hachanami. So what? It's either is a clear or it's not a clear. Tosos says, I've got to find it here. If you look in Tosos in the wide lines on this Amid, 1, 2, 3, like 4 lines in, he says, basically, Vahashta im kain lav klihu, shrein mitar mitumaso. If it's not a kli, because you were tired, then it's no longer a kli. I mean, what's the difference that you did this and that? How do you make the distinction? So Tosfos says, I find it a little difficult. The question's better. He says, if Vinir lefarish, kaven shemo ilo yichud laoso beged sheshay bo kadei hafoferes shelo havdil a crime. So since all what you left over now is you have a beged that all requires is your mind to say this is now beged. You have this new kli now that all requires you is to set aside with your mind. Also clean neck of shorish katon shimiyachal zaysim alarimon hayim akabel tumba rikan abbas. You can just now create it as a kli because you can't make it a kli to keep liquid, but you can make it as a kli to, you know, to collect apples, right? Never, so therefore, chashiv hu kli u beged leinin dam chatas kevin de ein mechusar maisa el yichud ba'alma. Because you're not, there's nothing that has to be done physically. It's only missing now, you know, the mind of creating. If you want to make a kli, you have to have in mind that it becomes a kli. So this distinction now, in order to be considered, from Tosa saying, in order to be considered a kli for purging of chatos stuff inside, it just has to be, it doesn't have to be a full-fledged kli, it just has to be something that's mechusar yichud, mechusar, you know, the kavana to create a kli. But if it's, I don't know, I think the question is good. If once you took it away from being a kli outside, then it's no longer a kli. Then why you have to bring it inside to retire it? The Gemara tries to give the answers. I don't know, it just seems like something is missing.
If you didn't return it to the Heichal, though, wouldn't it be Me'ilah?
If you didn't return it to the Heichal, would it be Me'ilah? I don't think so, because it's not Kedushas Aguf. It's not Kachem.
No, but it's...
It
belongs to the... I mean, what are you going to do? It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
It's one of the cleats.
So don't do it. Don't use it.
But you can't take it away, so you have to...
So throw it in the garbage. I don't know. Do something. But don't use it.
So just hammering it back together returns it to the status of a tree. And back.
I understand, and that's what the Gemara is telling you to do. I'm saying, well, why is that? Why do you have to? Once you've got rid of it from being a kli,
it's not a shame kli anymore.
Who
cares? No, Michael, they want to use. It must be that they want to use that kli again.
Of course, I mean, it's like it's not like today, day and age, where we just have separate dishes for Pesach. You kosher everything.
Bring it back inside, okay. Then you break it back. Then you
okay.
Bring it back.
No, I'm just saying why they want to do it. I just want to say how it works.
That's a process.
Well, you break it, then you repair it.
But if I repaired it, it's now a new kli. So when I broke it, and I bring it in...
I don't think so. I think it helps so much. If you repair the kli, it comes back to the original status.
I don't think
right.
So.
Right, so it's like a new kli.
No.
Once I broke it, once I break it from the... That's the Gemara. So that's the Gemara's... Then why was the Gemara asking those questions? The Gemara's question is...
I gotta get it back in.
The Gemara's question... But what am I bringing back in? I'm bringing back something new.
No,
when I bring it back in, it's not a kli. There's nothing to wash. Then why is the Gemara asking the question? Kli rachmana v'lo klihu. It's not a kli.
You've got to
I have to wash the kli. This is not the kli anymore. That's the Gemara's question.
Yeah. It's exactly why I said it. Because once you bring it back and you restore it to its original properties, you have to retell it again.
Well, why do you bring it back?
He wants to bring it back.
It's only in America in the 21st century that we throw things away.
Correct. I understand that. But I'm not asking about the sociological issue. I'm asking about the halachic issue. The halachic issue is that the Gemara's question is... Then the Gemara's question makes no sense.
Sure, you say you're breaking it because regarding Thomas, but regarding the...
I understand that, but I don't understand that distinction. That's what I'm asking. Tosus doesn't understand that distinction. It's a kli or it's not a kli. All right. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says... Mi'il. So the mi'il now is the, this is the mi'il of the Kohen, right? Rashi says, shal bigdei kahuna. So Rashi says, mi'il shal bigdei kahuna, shenita zalav dam chatas. So it got sprinkled with the blood of the chatas, and therefore it has to be cleaned. V'yotzu l'chutz l'klayim, but the mi'il went out chutz l'klayim, v'nitma, and became tamei. So now we have a problem. Because we say, what do you do with the me'il? With the me'il, with clothing, we say you just rip it up. You're not allowed to rip bigdei kahuna. So now we got another added problem. Yeah, I'm Rish Lakish. You're not allowed to rip bigdei kahuna. I'm Rish Lakish. We cannot make up our own rules. We have to go by the rules that the halacha and the gemara sets. To make up our own rules, we can't do. You're not allowed to rip bigdei kahuna. So I'm Rish Lakish. Me'il she nitma. So what do? Machniso bepachos misholosh al sholosh umechapso. So what you seem to do is you don't bring it in completely. You bring it in, you sort of bring it in as, and you only bring in 3x3 finger breaths of the item at a time, and you wash it. Rashi says, she'eno machnis shi'ir beged tami la'azara, lefi she'i efshal likoro lachniso, mishum she'nebar lo yikara. You're not allowed to read because the pasuk says, lo yikara. So what do? Mishum she'nebar lo yikara. So what you do is basically sort of like fold it up, or you bring in just like little by little, and as it's in little by little, you wash that amount. Because you have no other option.
That's tedious.
Of course it's tedious, but you have no other option. Okay, so Rav Adin now asks on Reish Lakish, why do you only have to bring in this small amount of 3x3, shalosh, shalosh? You should be able to bring in shlosha by shlosha, which is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Right, so shalosh shalosh is nekeva, so therefore it's talking about etzpos. And shlosho shlosho zachar, so it's talking about tvachim. So he says, Mosi Rav Adi Bar Ava, he says, right, he brings a Mishnah in Kalim, like at the very end of Kalim. He says, Ha'avin, so these are begadim that are very thick, the harakim, and these are begadim, I believe, that aren't even sewn, or aren't even woven. Ein behem yishim shalosh al shalosh. They're not mekabal tuma, I mean, they're not considered a beged by shalosh al shalosh, because they're not right to be used in this small amount. Now the bigdei kahuna, in each thread are 12 different items, right? It's all woven together. So they're very, very thick. So it's not right to be used in this small amount. So why is this small amount we can bring in? You bring in shlosha shlosha. You can bring in 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. So right? So that's what Rashi says. Ein mehem yishum shlosha shlosha. It's the last line, the short lines. The lav levisha chazu. Right? Velo l'takim v'chalok el yoshev alav. It's not ready for it to be worn. V'tzarich shalosha shalosha. U'me'il avhu. And the me'il is very thick. K'dekayim l'maseidu yoma chutun kafol shnei masar. It's 12 strings in each throughout piece of wool. V'afilu shalosha shalosha achnes. So even 3x3 finger breaths you can bring in. You should be able to bring in up to shalosha v'shalosha. So the Gemara answers, agav avuhun chashivi. You're right. Really a thick beged, that there's nothing considered shalosh al shalosh, and it doesn't have any chashivas. It only gets chashivas by shlosha u shlosha. But here, when you bring that's talking about when it's a separate piece. It's a small separate piece. Here we're talking about a complete beged. So it's a complete beged. Agav, the fact that it's a complete beged, it gets chashivas even by the smaller amount. So that requires you to only bring in the smaller amount at a time. Right, Rashi says agav avuhun. When a piece of this thickness is attached to a beged, and here it's attached to a beged because we're not ripping it up because we're not allowed to, right? Then shalosh al shalosh is still considered significant, and therefore that's the maximum amount you can bring it at a time, and you bring it in and you wash it. Hopefully it didn't sprinkle over the whole beged, so you just bring in a small amount, and then you sit there and you wash it.
Where did they get the 3x3 from?
What do you mean where they get it from? That's what's chashivish. That's what equals chashivus in the beged. That's what it determines makes a chashiv beged. Something that can be used. We have to be careful when we say 3x3, because it's shalosh al shalosh, and shalosh al shalosh, and it means different things. 3x3 can be etzvos, but 3x3 can be tvachim.
Yeah. Etzvos are feminine, and the...
Correct. But then how you do it? Right. Right. That's why I said you have to be careful. When you use the words 3x3, you should use the Hebrew words, because it makes a difference whether you say shalosh or shalosh. Okay, now Gemara goes back and asks a question. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on who this question is on. Rashi says this question is going back on the din of the Mishnah. The etzem din of the Mishnah was that you do the kibbutz in the Azara, which is really a question on the Torah, because that's what the Torah says. Tosfos doesn't think that it's a question on the Mishnah, because why is it only being asked now as opposed to back then? But we'll go with Rashi. So Gemara says, V'habba yishivas simamanim. In order to wash the beged that has blood on it, you have to wash the beged with the 7 detergents that the Chachamim listed in the Gemara Nida on Daf Samach Aleph. Right? Rashi says, "Va'abayi from the bottom, ha'abayi dam chatos shiva simamanim hashnuyim maseches nida le'inyan ksamim." That's how you wash out the ksamim, right? The stains. You need rok tafel lemei raglayim and neser boris for all the kumunya v'eshlag. All these things. One of the things that you have to they use is meiraglayim, which is urine. And as most of us say during Karbonos, you know, you're not allowed to emach nisim meiraglayim b'mikdash. You're not allowed to bring meiraglayim into the base of mikdash. So he says, v'habay shiva simonim, the amar rab nachman, amar rab barvua, dam chatas, the blood of the chatas that's on the clothing, umaris meiraglayim, and the meiraglayim that are on the begadim, tzrichim shiva simonim. You need the seven detergents. Right, Vatanya, we learned in the Brisa, in the Peter Pectoris, Elish Emach Nisim Meiraglayim Mikdash. So how are you washing this item in the base of Mikdash with one of the seven detergents, when one of those seven detergents is not allowed to be brought into the base of Mikdash? The Gemara has to go and figure this out. The Gemara says, V'chi Tema, maybe you'll say, the Mavla Luhu Bahade Shiva Simanim. So you make a mixture. You sort of mix the Meiraglayim with all of the other seven, right, with this other seven, you mix them together. You mix all the detergents together. And you make this one big, you know, Tide pod. You make it into one thing, and you throw. And that's what you wash. That's what you wash it with. Gemara says you can't do that. Because the Mishnah said in Nida, Eviron Shelo Kisidron. If you did them out of order, Osha Hevir Shivas Keechad Lo Aslo Klum. Or you did all seven as one. It doesn't count as washing, as laundering the item. So you can't mix them all together and bring it at one. So the Gemara says, okay, v'chi tema demivla luhu bahade chad misimanim. So take the meiraglayim and put it into one of the seven, and then bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. Because maybe you'll say that, but the Mishnah is only concerned if you mix them all together. But if you mix one, so you only have two together, maybe that's not a problem. So the Gemara says, no, v'hatsarich, you can't do that. V'hatsarich lichkaskes shalosh pa'amim b'chol echa v'echat. The Mishnah says that you have to sort of scrub, right, you take the detergent, put it in, and you scrub it together. It has to be scrubbed with each detergent individually. So you can't have the meiraglayim mixed with another thing. That violates the idea. In order to get it clean, each detergent has to be scrubbed individually. So the Gemara says, Ella demavla luhu birok tafel. What you do is you mix it in with one of these detergents, which is the spit, or the saliva of someone who hasn't really eaten yet. It's got no taste in it. So what's the problem with that? The Amar Reish Lakish, Rok Tafel Tzorach Sheyeh Im Kol Echa V'Echa. Because Rok Tafel has to be put in to each of the detergents. So when you put the Meiraglayim with the Rok Tafel, which is what you're supposed to do anyway, the Rok Tafel has to go in, so the Meiraglayim, I guess, gets diffused in the Rok Tafel. It's not considered Meiraglayim enough, and therefore it's mutter to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash to wash.
Because, is that one of the seven things?
Yes.
But so if you can mix that with all the others, why couldn't you mix the urine?
That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says what you're doing is you mix the urine with the rok tafel, because the rok tafel gets mixed with all the other detergents, so there's no problem.
But we just said they have to be done each one individually.
So the Gemara is making another rule that they're each done individually with rok tafel. So rok tafel goes in with all of them. So
and with itself.
And with itself. So rok tafel goes in multiple times. Right. It's mixed with the rok tafel, and therefore it can go in. But you're not doing anything different because the rok tafel is mixed with everything. Right. Okay. Now next Mishnah. Okay. So the Mishnah, the Mishnah that said before that if you have a kli that the karbon was cooked into it, kli nechoshes leave mariko shtifa. So now when do you need mariko shtifa? So the Gemara says, echad shebishel bo. So, you have the kli rishon. They actually cooked the carbon in the kli. That requires mariko shtifa. Another kli that requires mariko shtifa is that you pour it from that kli rishon into the next kli. So it's iroi kli rishon. I can see that's some sort of broth or something like that from the first kli, and it pours from the first kli into the second kli. That requires mariko shtifa. So iroi here, as this Lord Tosos says, Rabbeinu Tam says, here you have a proof for him that Iroi Kli Rishon is considered like Kli Rishon. Therefore, if he's on Shabbos, pouring out liquid from a Kli Rishon onto something else, it's as if it's in a Kli Rishon. So Machlokas, we don't pass in that way. We just say Iroi Smevashuk de Klipa, but that's because of this massive Tosos. And Tosfos we saw in Tavodah Zarah, Tosfos on Shabbos, it's a big sugya. This is one of those things that whenever it comes up, it's just a huge Tosfos. So Eroi creates Kli Rishon, has to be washed. And the Mishnah says, V'echal, it doesn't matter whether you cook Kotche Kotchim, which is a Chatas or Asham, V'echal Kotche Kalim, or what was cooked inside was a Todor or Shlamim, to Unim Rika V'Shtifa. It all requires Mariko U'Shtifa. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, Kotche Kalim ain't to Unim Rika V'Shtifa. When it comes to Kotche Kalim, which would be the Todor Shlamim, the utensil does not require Mariko U'Shtifa, the Gemara. Eventually, we'll discuss why that is. Mavar's time is time. So Gemara said,
when are you supposed to do this?
Before it becomes Nosar, or after it becomes Nosar, before you want to use it again.
So each time you have to do it?
Sure. Yeah. Again, we're a very consumeristic, you know, consumption-based society. We have plastic and paper, so we'll just use it and we'll just throw it out. I don't remember who I heard from, one of the kosher organizations. So people nowadays say, oh, you're kashing your kalim for Pesach? That's only the past 20, 30 years, really. People used to always kasher. So that's what the halach is. The kasher you pay kalim for Pesach.
You also say that the Samidish aim and use milk of shears.
Right. You also say that you're not allowed to put two, there's aim and use milk of shears, but also you can make the tzibur pay for so much. So you have to balance that out. So aim and use milk of shears, you have wonderful, beautiful kalim, and you wash them.
When you buy it, you buy best.
You buy very nice. But then you don't put too much of a burden, and you wash them. That's what the halachas are clear. So we have all of your day. Today's the day and age. You don't need your day. You just go to Costco and buy paper goods and throw them out. And apparently destroy the environment, according to some people. Okay.
Paper's okay.
Sorry?
Paper's okay.
Okay. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara is now going to prove that the Gemara is going to explain how do we know that a kli, even that the iroi, even the pouring, is enough to create the halacha to require mariko shtifa. And I guess in the kli cheres, I guess it would be, I wonder what the kli cheres, maybe the kli cheres, the iroi would require you to break the kli cheres as well. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says by the kalim that you cooked in hem the chatas, it says, kli cheres shetuvushal bo yishaver. Ainly Ella Shebishal Bo. I only know if you cooked it inside the Kli. Ira Lesochob, if you pour it into it from the Kli Rishon, or Seyach Minayin, if I poured the hot from the Kli Rishon, how do I know that next Kli that was poured into has to be broken? I guess it's on the Cheres also. Tamar Lomar, the Pasuk says, Asher Tevushal Bo Yishaver. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Asher Bo Yishaver, he says, Me the Samach Yishaver Etzel Bo. The yeshaver in the word, the yeshaver is next to the word bow. As a velo kasav in bikli cheres tevushal yeshaver. It interjects the bow into the yeshaver. It didn't have to be there. It says vasher tevushal yeshaver. I guess that's something you could have said. It looks in bikli cheres tevushal yeshaver. The midrash im nivlo bow mikol makom yeshaver. I mean, if it was, it got any way, you got balua into it, even through pouring, you break it. That's the drasha of the Gemara. Okay. Bayi Rami Chama. Rami Bar Chama has the following question. The Metzias, I'm not exactly sure. Tla'u ba'avir tanur mahu. So you sort of, I guess you roasted it on a spit over the oven, over the stove. So I guess you have the coals on the bottom, and then you roast it on top. Nothing's going to be nivla because I guess everything that drips goes onto the coals. That's what right. I think the Mitzvah says. So tla'u ba'avir tanur mahu. So you don't have a problem. It's being cooked inside the kli, but there's no blios. So Gemara says mahu. Abishel ubiluahu dekapir rachmana. Is the Torah only mocked on the fact that it has to be cooked in there and have absorption and have bilua? Odilma abishel below bilua, or does the Torah only care about the fact that it's cooked in this, notwithstanding the fact that there was no absorption? Is bilua important enough? Do you require bilua in order to get to this halacha? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Tashma, let me bring you a raya to answer the suffix. We said in our Mishnah, Echad shebishel bo, the echad she'ira l'socha roseach. Either I cooked in it, or I poured the hot into it. So there, the difference is, Gemara's going to get this right away. Over there, what I have is I have bilua without bishul. The second the second kli that was poured into, the item wasn't cooked in there. But it did create bilua, because it was hot. So Rava's trying to say, you see, that the Torah only cares about, the, even if it's only one thing happening, that's enough to create this halacha of Mariko Shtifa. But the Gemara's going to say, bilua below bishul, lo kami vaylan. I didn't ask the question about whether it is bilua below bishul. I asked, so I bilua below bishul, that's what the Torah tells me, if as long as there's absorption, we do have to wash. We do have to wash it. In the case that you told me, there's absorption. My question was, ki kami vaylan, bishul below bilua. It was a case of where you were roasting it, and there is no bilua. There's only bishul. You asked me, you said, oh, you basically made the assumption that bilua below bishul is the same thing as bishul below bilua. It's not the case. Bilua is blios. You have to get rid of the blios no matter what. I'm asking when there were no blios. There was cooking, but there was no blios. So here you see that the Gemara calls iroi not considered bishul. So then the Rashbam comes out on his shita that says iroi kli rishon is like a klisheni. Because you see here that they don't call it bishul. You're being a time called it bishul. Here the Gemara is not calling it bishul. That's when Tosos gets onto the compromise sheet of that's basically the entire Tosos, this whole massive long Tosos, each bringing the rayas back and forth their way. Maskana of the Tosos is that Eroi is mevashka the klipos. If you want a warmer baby bottle on Shabbos, you can't take the baby bottle and put it into the hot water. What you do is you can pour the hot water onto the baby. Wait before it cools off until you give it to the baby, but you can pour the hot water onto the bottle, and that will warm up what's inside. Ayur mevashel, it's a mevashel de klipa. What's the klipa? The baby bottle. There's no bishul when it comes to the baby bottle, so that's how you can warm it up. Okay, so we still have our shayla now. The question was that if you roasted tloba of your tanor, so you roasted this meat in the airspace of the tanor, so you have bishul in the kli without any blios, does that now require you to do Mariko Shtifa or break the Kli on the Kino Choshes or break the Kli Cheres? So Gemara tries to answer again. Tashma, the Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Tanur Shel Mikdosh Shel Mateches Haya. The oven of the Beis Hamikdosh was metallic. Okay, Rashi said, okay, let me find the Rashis before we get going on. Shel Mateches Haya. Rashi says, Kasaka Daitach, Vipnei Shet Solim Bo, Shvude chata shelo yiton shvira. The thought was that they would do it, in order that they would, when they roasted the chatas in there, all you have to do afterwards would be to rinse it out and not require to break it. Right. So you see that they were concerned. You see, the Gemara says, and the Gemara says, v'isak adaitach, bishul lo bilu lo kapin, and if bishul without bilu was not a problem, ne'avid shalcheres, make it a shalcheres. The Gemara's havamina was you're doing this now in order to avoid breaking it. By the fact that you're concerned that therefore you make it a metal pot and as opposed to a klicheres pot, must mean that you're concerned that it would have to be broken afterwards. When it comes to klimateches, you just have to wash it. So no problem. So you see from here that bishul below bilua is a problem, because if it wasn't a problem, the oven could have been klicheres. So Gemara says no. Kevan deika shayari minachos dafiyasam betanor. You also cook the leftover part of the minachos, which actually has oil in it, right? There's oil in it. The ika bishul ublua, and therefore you have bishul and bilua, abdinul chomateches. The reason why I make it for mateches is not because of this reason. I make it chomateches because I have something else that I cook in there, which is the menachos, and the menachos create bishul and bilua, and that would cause a problem if it was klicheres. But there's no raya about roasting it in there, because you said the roasting is the reason why you use the klimateches. It's not. The reason why we use the klimateches is because of the korban mincha. Okay, so now the Gemara brings another halacha. Ahu tanura. I don't believe this is in Hekdesh. This is just an oven. Ahu tanura, the atchube techaya, that you basically smeared it. You smeared the inside with fat. Right? Rashi says, tachube techaya min tigun. Right? You get some sort of fried thing. Shehu osim milechem. V'toshin hatanur ba'alya. And you smear this the tail, but open as halechem ashtachu, and you bake the bread inside. So basically, what you can have now is fleshless bread, right? Because it gets from the ha'ut hanura to atchu beit chaya, asra rabba bar ila lemecha lerifta. Rabba said you may not eat the bread cooked inside. It's fleshless bread la'olam, right? No matter what, because la'olam, he seems to be. Ivrei says afilo hesikuhu va'afuba. Even if you burnt out the oven and then baked the bread, Right? A filo he sikua the awful bow, the kasavar in a yotz mide dofa. He says it never comes out from the blios. Right? Vafilu bimilcha. You can't even eat it just with salt. Why? Dilma asin the michla bikuscha. Because he's afraid that maybe you'll come and you put some cream cheese on it. Maybe you put you may come ahead and you put milk on it, and this bread is flations.
Right? Why can you just eat it with a flesh meal?
What?
Why can you just eat it with a flesh meal?
Because you're afraid you might eat it with a milk meal. That's the Tikkun. That's exactly what the Gemara says. The Dilma asin lemichla bikuscha. Maybe you will come and you'll eat this bread that was cooked in the pot with fats, with flacial fats, and eat together with a milchik item. That's the gzera. So that right. So meisvei. The Gemara asks a kasha. That was the whole idea with Thompson's English muffins, right? How can you have Thompson's English muffins have actually had an OUD? So they said because it had a specific, has a specific mark. Shiloh became, Rav Shechter has a Shiloh now because now the kosher brands make a par of English muffin. So maybe the muffin look is not such a thing. Other people say that on the package, the sheet of the Chavos Das, if you put it on the package that says it, then it becomes okay. So Meisvei, Ein Lashin Esa Isra B'chalev, right? This is what we just said. You're not allowed to knead the dough with milk to make milchik's bread. And the Im Lash, and if you did, Kol hapas kula asura. The entire bread is asur. Vipnei hergel aveira, because you want to prevent somebody from eating it with flations. Right. What?
Yeah, eat it with meat.
Right, eat it with flations. Kayotziva, similarly, Kayotziva, ain't tashin esataner ba'alya. You cannot smear the oven with this fat from the tail. The imtashin, if you did, kol hapas kula asura, everything that's cooked, the bread that's cooked inside is asur. Ad sheyastik es hatanur, until you kasher the hatanur. Well, you just said that even it's asul olam, even after you cleaned out the tanur. So Gemara says tiyufta the Rabba Eloi tiyufta. It's a pretty bikasha on Rabba Bar Eloi. It's a real bikasha. So basically, according to this, the bread cooked before you burn out the oven is no good. But once you burn out the oven, then you kasher it, and it's not there. The blios are gone, and you can bake the bread in there. So Amalei Ravina to Rav Ashi. Ravina says to Rav Ashi, the Kimei Achar di Tosef Rabba Bar Ilahi. Now that we knocked out Rabba Bar Ilahi, Amai Amar Rav, why did Rav say, Kederos, the pots that you cooked chametz all year, the din is, but Pesach Yishaveru. When it comes to Pesach, you should break it. I mean, there's no takana for the chametz that's nivla in them. Why? You could do libun, you can burn it out, and mevatel the isser inside, and kasher them. Why does we just said that the blios do come out? So why are you breaking the items before Pesach? So Amr Lay, sort of Ashi answers Ravina, Rav Moki La Lahi Bishel Mateches. Rav will say that what we said that all the ovens that we're talking about beforehand, we're talking about metallic ovens. When it came to metallic ovens, that you can kasher. When it comes to the cheres ovens, you can't kasher. That's what he says. The Ibai Seima, or if you want, you can answer, but Tanar Shacharis. No, we're talking about all along about Tanar Shacharis. The whole difference is ze heseko mibifnim, ze heseko mibachutz. If you do the libun on the outside, it's no good. If you do the libun on the inside, it is good. That's the difference. He was talking about doing libun on the outside. Libun on the outside will not work. Libun on the inside will work. So it's okay. So why are you breaking them? V'navin asak mibifnim. So do the libum on the inside. So Gemara says, Chayis halayi demistabri. People won't raise the temperature high enough because they're afraid that they're going to break. And therefore they won't be doing an appropriate libun. So therefore Rav said, you can't use these klicheres on Pesach because people are not going to kosher them. It's better to break them. Hilkach. Therefore, now that we said that, Hilkach what? I'm not sure. Hilkach haikuvia. So this Kli, right? Rashi says, Ra'afim chalulim kemin shepitas kedera. I'm not even sure, how does he translate the kubi? What is it?
An earthenware cylinder, a tile ring, the insides were sometimes greased and used for baking.
Okay, so hesiko b'machutzu v'asir. The derech over there is to warm it from the outside.
It's a kli cheres.
Right, so you use it from the outside, so therefore burning it, I guess, won't work. I don't know what the hilkach is. I mean, that's exactly what we said before. Did you say anything different? I'm sort of confused.
No, it's more or less the same.
There's that fall.
This kli, I guess maybe it's always done from the outside.
Yes.
You maybe you bake it from the outside. Mm-hmm. So you bake it on the outside. So there.
So you don't have the concern about breaking it because you fire it from the inside.
No, but why is it it's usher?
Then. You have to remove the fat absorb.
On the outside.
Yeah.
So therefore that's usher, because even though it's done on the outside, the concern is that you won't make it hot enough to get rid of the fat on the outside, and therefore it's not going to be considered a good leaven. Okay. Stop here.